Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeded out of the mouth. And the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the mount of the temple and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge over concerning thee, in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, remember, Jesus, for 40 days, 40 nights, he's fasted, he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's at the weakest point physically that you could possibly be. And the devil begins to attack him. He attacked him, first of all, by the lust of the flesh. These 3 points, when it talks about when we talk about in the book of Hebrews, that he was tempted in all points. He was tempted, there's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes were all included in these 3 temptations. And there's the lust of the flesh with the bread. The pride of life was the fame. Jesus said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse number 8, and again, the devil taking him up to an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said to him, if all these things I'll give thee, if thou wilt just fall down and worship me. And boy, there's a lot I could say about that, but I had to move on. Then Jesus said, get thee hence, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and serve him, him only shalt thou serve. Verse number 11, then the devil leaveth him. And a lot of us miss this. Behold, the angels came and, what's the next word?
Ministered.
Ministered unto Jesus, the Son of God. Why did they minister to him? Physically, he was weak. He was hungry. He was thirsty. But so he was tempted in all points as we are. The lust of the eyes and the pride of life and the lust of the flesh. He was tempted, yet without sin. And we miss it. The angels ministered unto the Son of God. Now, I don't want you to think I'm a heretic and all. But I want you, because the scripture talks about this, and I need to move on real quick. Do one more verse. That some Pharisees came up to Jesus and they said, physician, heal thyself. Y'all remember reading that in scripture? And they said, thou art not yet 40 years old. Use those words. And here Jesus, the perfect Son of God, they looked at him in his face physically, said, physician, you need to heal yourself. Why did they say that? I don't know. I wasn't there. But obviously there was something. Let me put it this way, so you don't misunderstand. Jesus did not stress out. He didn't have to take Prozac or whatever that stuff is. I don't know. Maybe I need to take it. I don't know. You know, he didn't stress out. Don't misunderstand me. But the cares of this world and of the people, I think it made an obvious impact on him. Physician, heal thyself. Thou art not yet 40. How would you like to be 30-some years old? Well, you kind of look like you're 40. You know? I could say some things, but I don't want y'all. Let me just move on from there. Jesus responded every time he was tempted. What did he say? It is written. He responded by the word of God. Amen. I'm going to say this, I'm going to move on. The devil ain't scared of me, and Satan ain't scared of you. He ain't scared of us. Here's what he's scared of. He knows what's in this book. Matter of fact, I hate to say it, he probably knows this better than we do. At least knows what's written in this book. He responded, it is written. Let me finish this up, okay? Back in Hebrews. Verse number 16. Because of these things, he cares. He knows how we feel. The Bible talks about he's touched with our feelings, our infirmities, and was in all points tempted like he knows. And because of that, we can go come boldly into the throne of grace. The word boldly does not mean arrogantly, proudly, or brazen. But it literally means with confidence and without reservation. We don't have to hold back because he already knows.
Amen.
He already knows. And again, I mentioned boldly into the throne of grace. It's not mentioned as the throne of judgment. One day we will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. We will. The Bema seat. And give an account unto him in our, about our body, whether it's, remember in 1 Corinthians, about our works, whether it be burned up or not. That's the judgment seat of Christ. Right now he's not sitting on the throne of judgment. He's sitting on the throne of grace. Amen. Why is he there? That we may attain mercy. Don't you miss that. He's sitting on the throne of grace that, in order that we as believers might obtain mercy. And you know that you've heard this since you were knee-high to a grasshopper. Mercy is defined as this. Literally, it's not getting what we deserve. You hear it all the time when in the court system. I fall upon the mercy of the court. That kind of thing. Well, that's what the word mercy means. We do not get what we deserve. I mentioned this last week. You know what we all deserve? We all deserve not just death, we deserve hell. We deserve hell. Matter of fact, we all deserve to be kicked into hell. Every one of us. But yet God is merciful to us. And then the word grace means getting what we don't deserve. What a con. But often, matter of fact, so many times they're mentioned synonymously, together. Did I use that word right? Yeah. Okay, they're mentioned together, grace and mercy, grace and mercy, grace and mercy, grace and mercy. And we see it here that we may boldly enter into the throne of grace to receive something that we do not deserve, that we may obtain mercy to not to get something that we do deserve. And then he uses that word again, to find grace to help in time, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen and amen. I need to close, but let me close with this. In the Old Testament, before Christ's ascension, Hebrew people could not enter into the Holy Holies or even enter into the holy place. They had to stand outside. Only the priest could enter into the holy place, and then once a year, the high priest had to enter into the Holy Holies. Well, you know this, on the Day of Atonement. Once a year. Once a year. He'd go through the veil and he'd offer that the blood sacrifice on that altar. And that was then, but now every believer can go directly to him. Every believer. And we can enter boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time. And the Apostle Paul was telling these people how he is so much better. Jesus Christ, that great high priest, he's so much better. Why are they going back? Why are you going back? Don't go back. And then we'll look at next week in Hebrews chapter number 5. He talks about a fellow by the name of Melchizedek. And we'll talk about him next week. A lot of confusion about Melchizedek. But he was even better than Melchizedek. He's better than anything. He's better than Moses. He's better than Aaron. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than the angels. He's better, better, better. Why would you go back? And that's the thought in the book of Hebrews. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, this wasn't written just to them. It's written to us. May we hold fast our profession of faith. That confession, our testimony, because we have Jesus who is there that we could come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and help in time of need. We thank you for that. Thank you for being there for us or for always being faithful. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.